WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. From Missouri to Mississippi, a deadly weekend across the southern part of the country. ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z has more on what happened.
At least 40 people killed from the system that brought wind-driven fires, dust storms, and dozens of twisters.
That's a tornado.
12 people killed in tornadoes in Missouri alone. 3 people were killed in hard-hit Tylertown, Mississippi. An EF2 tornado, winds up to 111 miles per hour.
Millions of people are in the path of more potentially dangerous weather as that same storm system moves further east. The Kremlin confirms President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin will talk this week, tomorrow probably, but Russian officials won't say what the discussions will be about. The president says they'll be talking about ending the war in Ukraine. More than 50 people were killed in a nightclub fire in North Macedonia over the weekend. Auburn, the top overall seed in the NCAA men's basketball tourney. UCLA, the number one seed for the women. Play begins this week. This is ABC News. In the Middle East, tensions are escalating once again as the Trump administration orders a new round of strikes against the Iranian-backed Houthi rebels. ABC News contributor and former Marine Colonel Steve Ganyard says it's meant to send a message to Iran.
There was a carrot and a stick in the comments that we've seen from the president in the past week, and that is you can either sign a piece of paper where we agree to dismantle your nuclear weapons program, or there's going to be military consequences. So this is a signal to it's not just the Houthis that are being signaled here. It's the Iranians that are being signaled here.
A French lawmaker is calling on the United States to give back the Statue of Liberty, saying the U.S. no longer represents the value Lady Liberty stands for under the Trump administration. St. Patrick's Day being marked in cities across the country. New York holds one of the oldest parades in the U.S. It steps off this morning along Fifth Avenue in Manhattan with 150,000 participants and 2 million spectators expected. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Madison, tax season is here. Ramos Tax Services has been saving you money for over 25 years. Locally owned, open year round, and the best price in town. Mention this ad and get $20 off your return. RamosTax.com, 658 South Gammon Road. Ramos Tax Service.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' 3 locations in Madison, but you can also shop IgniteGlassandGifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. You've heard of Ted Lasso, the Apple TV show that premiered during the COVID-19 pandemic. It came at the right time and seemed to make people warm and fuzzy all over and give them much-needed laughs. We could use more of that now, and according to Variety, the show is coming back for a 4th season. Ted will be portrayed by Christopher Walken. Just kidding, even though I think that would be hilarious. Jason Sudeikis returns to the show that garnered 66 Emmy nominations and 13 wins. The exact release date has not yet been mentioned. SNL 50 happened weeks ago, but Variety is reporting that Bill Murray got very emotional during the festivities. The actor appeared on the Sway Calloway show and admitted to crying 3 times throughout the broadcast, especially losing it when a clip of the late Gilda Radner appeared, saying he loved Gilda and absolutely came apart when he saw her on screen. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
March Madness is here. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the brackets are out. The Badgers play in Denver Thursday afternoon at 12:30 against Montana in the Ball Arena in Denver for the opening round of the NCAA basketball tournament. Marquette is going back to the dance. They face New Mexico Friday night in Cleveland. Head coach Shaka Smart.
This is a date that as a basketball player or a basketball coach, you have circled on your calendar way before the season even starts. And it's something like 18% of teams end up playing in the NCAA tournament. tournament. So we don't take for granted even being in the NCAA tournament. This is really an acknowledgement today of the fact that our guys earned the right to be in the tournament, and now it's all about what we do with it.
NBA, the Bucks losing to the Thunder 121-105. Damian Lillard on how the Thunder were different than the team they beat in the NBA Cup last December.
I just think, you know, obviously they are who they are. They defend, you know, they move the ball, they got a deep team, and I just thought that we played a better game the first time.
That's Damian Lillard with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy and warmer today. We'll get to around 56 for a high this afternoon, and it will be a little breezy this morning, but the wind will die down this afternoon. Tonight, clear 39. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy 65, with some scattered rain possible after midnight tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we talk aliens with paranormal investigator Todd Michaels, and Flick's Brewhouse brewmaster Dave Hansen joins the show to talk about the new Nightlight beer. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Transmitted by wire.
Here is the latest news brought into your own living room.
You'll be hard to satisfy with anything less.
Let's get on something to talk about.
Talk is cheap.
Gib, gib, gib. Who is gossiping?
It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Hi-Fi Plus.
And that's the way it is.
We'll do it live.
On 92.7 FM, WMDX. Take it away, boys.
Okay. All right. Good morning. Happy St. Paddy's Day.
St. Paddy's Day.
92.7 WMDX, this portion of John and Gordy in the Morning, brought to you by our friends at Verlo, Mattress of Madison. The Verlo Mismatch Sale is ongoing. Biggest sale of the year. Mismatch on the outside. The same Verlo long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside.
Yeah.
John, you know what I'm talking about here?
I know what you're talking about. I know what you're saying. I know where you're coming from.
Okay.
I know where it's at.
You're tracking this.
I am.
Okay. So hurry in now. Save an additional 10% off of every single mattress and every single box spring. Mm-hmm. Wake up and sleep better. Verlo Mattress of Madison. Verlo has two locations in Madison, the east side and the west side. Or you can go to verlo.com to find out more information. And one of these days, we're going to get Maddie the Mattress in here. And we'll question Maddie the Mattress and find out more about Verlo Mattress.
One of these days, I'm going to go to Verlo.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out on the floor.
Yeah.
And I'm going to start selling adjustable bed frames.
Just because?
I'm going to do that for them. Yes, I'm going to go in there.
Because you love those.
I'm a big backer of them. Please buy them now while you still can.
I think there are plenty of them. I don't think they're going to run out.
Well,
so
many people think that, well, these are hospital beds. You know, they aren't. they're adjustable beds. You don't need all the damn pillows. You won't suffocate yourself in the middle of the night. You know,
some people like a lot of pillows.
I don't think they do.
No,
no. It's like, that's, you know, it's like they keep accumulating pillows, right? Well, that one wasn't that comfortable. I'll get another one. Then you add that to the mix, and all of a sudden you've got 80 pillows on your bed. When all you need is an adjustable bed frame. That's all you need.
Okay.
Okay, well, I'm
Verlo sells pillows, too, by the way. So, you know, they have body pillows.
Oh, sure. Well, those are nice.
Those are good.
Those are good for lumbar support.
Exactly.
In case you need it. Okay. Or something, you know, just to wrap your leg around in order to straighten out your back as you sleep on your side.
Right. Okay.
Why am I doing this?
I don't know. Happy St. Patty's.
Starting to hallucinate.
You're going to be okay? You're not well yet, are you?
I am not. Okay. No, but I'm coming back someday, yes.
Okay. On this St. Patrick's Day weather, it's 23 degrees right now, but we'll see highs in the low to mid-50s. So get out and enjoy it.
I've got a really bad feeling about our universities in this country. We've got 4 years of Trump to put up with, and he is strong-arming a lot of these universities as we speak. And this guy, Sam, our producer, the WMDX producer extraordinaire, he'll be leaving us sometime in June.
Oh, no.
And he's going on to be a teacher, a historical teacher of some sort, right?
Yeah, I thought you were going to say bigger and better things, but given the state of things, I'm not sure about that.
Really? Are you having second thoughts about becoming a teacher?
No, this is a great profession. Great profession.
Okay.
But you know, the university is going to be a completely different thing eventually. In fact, history is the one course they're going to take a look at. And here's the story. We expect your immediate compliance. That's the wording from Trump, is now demanding influence over academics at so far Columbia University, but this is moving on across the country. He began punishing the institution by pulling $400 million in funding for alleged anti-Semitism. Well, he immediately called for the ousting of the leadership of the Middle Eastern, South Asian, and African Studies departments, banning masks on campus, adopting a new definition of anti-Semitism, implementing new disciplinary methods. I don't know what that would be. What, torture, whippings, and overhauling its admission.
Okay. Hold up, buddy. Okay.
Okay. Anyway.
It gets, yes, we're in the crazy zone. I get it.
It is the crazy zone. Columbia professor Jeff Howley bluntly stated, if the federal government can show up and demand that a university department shut down or restructure, then we don't have universities in this country.
Wow.
All right. Do you remember the old story about how universities started?
You know, I don't. How did they start?
They started, I brought this in. It's from the book Bright Ages, Faculty and Students Uniting Against Outside Political Influences. That's how universities started.
Mm.
In the 12th century, religious school centered around the Cathedral of Notre Dame in Paris saw a group of students in Paris who got swindled by a shopkeeper. So the school's teachers, in solidarity with the students, refused to teach and threatened to move the school elsewhere unless the king listened to the students and provided justice. King Philip II Augusta of France did just that. He issued a royal decree protecting the teachers and students, saying that they were a corporate body that together enjoyed certain rights. The word in Latin he used for this corporate body was universitas.
Did not know
that's where it came from. Almost the same scenario played out again later on. The teachers again rallied to the students, invoked their status as universitas, and this time the monarchy that they were appealing to didn't support them. They refused to support them. And get this, this will sound familiar to this. This is the time they were refused that kind of consideration from the monarchy. King was increasingly concerned about the independence of this corporate body, this universitas, and the dangerous things that they were being taught in this school, such as Aristotle, about the need to discipline and control these young people. This bar brawl was a perfect pretext for the politicians to take control of the school, and that's what happened, and that's why they were appealing to the monarchy to, you know, defend them.
Where was this happening?
This this was another time where the students were taken advantage of by a shopkeeper. In fact, the shopkeeper sent some people out to beat up the students. And so, again, the teachers rallied around the students and asked the monarchy to support them, and they refused. But eventually, get this, because the monarchy refused, the Pope stepped in and issued a decree recognizing the university's authority to self-regulate and limiting the powers of the king and bishop over the teachers and the students.
Okay.
This organizing principle was copied by other schools across Europe, and today universities stand as one of the proudest and most visible legacies of the history of medieval Europe. They are a reminder that institutions of higher learning are a union between teachers and students dedicated to the pursuit of knowledge, and outside forces will always seek to control that pursuit to put reins on young learners.
Wow.
All right.
And we'll have to talk to Tim Slecker about all that.
Isn't that great stuff, though?
The history of universities.
That's kind of the history of the whole thing. Now, you know, Columbia University is the target here, but right. they're going after all the universities because they're doing away with the Department of Ed. And the Department of Ed is the one body, the department, that distributed funding for college loans.
Right.
All right. So if they take out, and the Department of Ed has a rule and regulation that the administration of the federal government cannot dictate what schools can teach
right.
and withhold funding for that.
Right.
They have to fund, and they can't dictate what the schools can teach. But if they do away with the Department of Ed, they can do that.
Yeah.
And that's what they want to do. All right. And right now, as you know, the UW is under investigation. There's a Department of Education announcement before they disbanded completely. Mm. They're going in there and they're going to take a look at the UW-Madison. They say it failed to adequately address incidents of harassment based on a shared ancestry. Now, remember the protests?
Yes.
That we had here? Defending Gaza, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do recall.
The department is deeply. This is the administration's education secretary Linda McMahon statement. The department is deeply disappointed that Jewish students studying on elite U.S. campuses continue to fear for their safety amid the relentless anti-Semitic eruptions that have severely disrupted campus life for more than a year. University leaders must do better. The federal government has the authority to withhold funding from institutions found to be in violation. A move recently done, you know, with Columbia, but they yeah. don't have that if the Department of Education is in existence.
Right.
So we'll see what happens.
You know, I mentioned it to you guys Friday off air. I don't think I mentioned it on air, though. Thursday, when I was at a party with my roommates who are all still in school here at UW, I heard through the grapevine I was talking with somebody, and I'm hearing this like third hand, so I can't like confirm anything.
Okay.
But somebody I was talking to who is friends with a bunch of students in the biomedical engineering program here,
mm-hmm.
were talking about how their program is falling apart right before their eyes. It's the early stages of it, because they mentioned a lot of the professors in that department, the researchers, are thinking about and or actually getting offers from other research institutions and universities outside of the country who don't have to deal with this like insecure funding, their unknown future, all of that. That's where we're headed now.
Mm. So it's going to be offshoring.
Well, yeah, and just dismantling of it within the country, because if you make somebody's job insecure, their funding insecure, then they're going to search for security elsewhere.
Right.
And somebody will take the lead. Or bunch of nations will take the lead. Instead, and the U.S. will be left behind, and our economy will suffer dramatically through it. In fact, health information, like health research, of course,
right.
will be suffering the most.
Yeah. And that'll be awesome, because a lot of those health research things that are going on.
National Institute of Health.
Yeah, those are ongoing, but if they get interrupted, it really screws up their whole studies.
Yeah.
Phone lines are open if you want to get a hold of us. You can do that. You can jump in and be a part of the conversation. 608-879-8255. That's 879-TALK. Right around the corner in about 15 minutes, we'll be talking with Hannah Shea from Pristine Clean on this St. Patrick's Day. And coming up, got a great new cut from the Lincoln Project we want to throw out there.
Oh, yeah.
It's all coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Folks, we've got to talk about Derek Van Orden. The second-term congressman representing Wisconsin's 3rd District is at it again, dodging public meetings and making all kinds of unhinged comments.
as many scramble and struggle to understand the chaos of what's happening in Washington, D.C. and how it's impacting people here in Wisconsin, Van Orden has been as frustrating and disrespectful as ever. In one instance, Van Orden took to social media to berate a veteran who had been fired from his job at the VA by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. And the veteran in question is simply someone who was just reaching out to his congressman, looking for answers. Van Orden's office has also hastily canceled public meetings, and he has made some especially wild accusations about people who have been attending these public events. Congressman Van Orden needs to stop this unhinged madness, and more importantly, be more available and accountable to his constituents.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning. It's time once again for Brittany Merlot to fill us in on what's going on in the weather. I'm anticipating a beautiful week, a warm week of weather.
Are you?
Yes, I am.
No problems whatsoever?
Nope. No problems, no frontal systems, nothing to worry about. Tell me I'm right.
No way. This is Wisconsin. You're wrong.
All right.
Okay. Well, happy St. Patty's Day, Brittany.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Yeah. Yay. You're in your green. I like it. Festive.
Well, I am.
I did not. Yeah, you, I did not.
You're not.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know.
I don't know.
I forgot.
Aren't you supposed to pinch people that didn't wear green? Isn't that the old deal? I don't think you're
supposed to. Don't try that.
You don't do that
anymore.
Don't
try that, man.
No, that's old school. All right. So what is going on weather-wise? I mean, it's nice and clear here. We've got, at least we had some sunshine, but now a few clouds moving in. So what's up today?
Well, we're looking at like a mix of sun and clouds and just breezy conditions and warming us right back up. So temperatures right now, you're in the upper 20s, and you'll make it to the upper 50s today, and you're going to hang on to that tomorrow, too. So just breezy. Mild winds are going to be gusting around 30 to 40 miles per hour, though. So we are in a very high fire danger once again. Burn bans are in place, all of that jazz. Don't toss your cigarette butt out the window. I saw it happen yesterday. Mm. I just was like, oh, I wanted to get them, but you know how it goes.
Yeah, I think I've seen burnings. They've had them in the last couple of months here, right? Or at least the last 3 or 4 weeks.
You're they have about burnings, controlled burnings. By the DNR. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even those have stopped now just because of the winds and the conditions at this point. But they were trying to take advantage of it with the frozen lakes and then, you know, the snow melt still ongoing. So it was safer conditions. Now we're starting to get into it's a little unsafe. So even those are starting to stop.
All right.
Yeah.
So are we expecting any rain or snow later this week?
I wasn't sure if you wanted me to bring up the bad news or
not. Well, come on. Yes. You got to tell it. Tell it like it is.
Tell it like it is.
We've got some rain rolling in by late tomorrow night, and it's going to continue to kind of downpour on us throughout Wednesday morning, where we're going to pick up around an inch or so of rainfall. And then by Wednesday night, that wants to flip over to a wintry mix, and then all snow Wednesday night ends on our Thursday morning. But not looking at anything too crazy right now. You are good. About an inch of snowfall is in the forecast for you guys. Everything else is way northwest. It looks like Eau Claire is in that winter storm watch right now, where they're going to look at around anywhere from a half of a foot to a foot. So
what?
We're good down here.
Eau Claire can have that.
right?
That's right.
Let
yes.
them deal with it. Okay.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm just surprised the Earth core doesn't just, you know, convulse with all these temperature changes. You know, the hot weather during the day, the cold weather at night. How do we survive?
Up, down, everywhere. I know. Agreed.
I know.
Agreed.
I know.
You need all the wardrobe, from the shorts to the parka still.
Yes.
All right, Brittany. Well, we hope you have a great St. Patty's Day. Do you have any plans? You going to have any corned beef and cabbage, or you know, drink any green beer?
Some corned beef.
Yeah.
Yeah. Had the green beer over the weekend. Ugh.
Yeah.
Regret it still.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Well, I mean, it turns your tongue green. It's just, you know,
it does.
It's not a good look.
Okay. Well, you know, if you get a nice, you know, fresh brew, and not one of the major manufacturers of cheap beer.
I know.
Yeah.
Like
right?
A Guinness. Get a Guinness.
Yes.
Then it won't be green.
You know, that's the thing. You just do the Guinness.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what it's all about.
Tried and true.
All right. Mm-hmm.
All right,
you
Brittany.
Guys have a good one, too.
Yep.
Thank you
too.
Very much.
Bye.
Appreciate it. That's Brittany Merlo, our WMDX meteorologist. Okay. Do you want to get this Lincoln Project thing
yes,
here?
Yes. Let's check
they
it out.
They put out something new, I think, just a couple of days ago, and this one really pretty hard-hitting. So
well, good.
Let's just let that play. We'll talk on the other side.
Trump's got it wrong. So does Elon Musk. We're not quitting. Americans from every walk of life, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, they all know it's wrong to cut veterans' health care, wrong to cut FAA air traffic controllers, wrong to fire FBI agents for doing their jobs, wrong to cut deals with corrupt politicians, wrong to pardon terrorists, wrong to get in bed with Putin, wrong for an American president to call himself a king. They're organizing, getting loud, and getting heard. Going to town hall meetings and putting MAGA on the hot seat. Trump thought we'd give up without a fight. That we'd be too scared to push back. Well, f*** that. And f*** him. We're in this fight till the end. Till Trump's gone and America is free again. And nothing's going to change that.
Pretty hard-hitting stuff.
Lincoln Project.
Right there,
I mean, that was quite a laundry list.
Yep.
You know, cutting veterans' benefit, health cares, cutting FAA traffic controllers,
yes.
FBI agents, cutting deals with corrupt politicians.
Well, you know, cutting
getting in
research.
Bed with Putin. By the way, he's going to talk to Putin tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's the word.
But, you know, all of these things are taking place. They're indiscriminate. They have absolutely no logic behind them
right.
at all. It's just... It's chaos. It's yeah. total chaos.
We got a couple of people waiting on the line
right,
here. Maybe we
go.
Get to Mark, if we can keep it quick. Mark, go ahead with your comment or question. Good morning.
Yeah, I made a couple of pumpkin pies on Friday and picked up the gluten-free crusts at the pig and dropped one off for a neighbor because one of her son is, her nickname for him is Pie. So
wow.
Okay.
Well, that sounds cool. So, gluten-free. I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so... So it's goes pretty quick, and pumpkin pie is easy to make. Just read the directions on most of the pumpkin cans, and you can whip it up quick and add a little bit more spice than it calls for. But get some of that good pumpkin pie spice from Penzies and a good liberal supporting organization. And
I love Penzies. I'm a big supporter of them.
There you go.
Fantastic.
And do not put green dye in your beer because the Irish probably consider that kind of a heresy. Just get some good Guinness.
There you go.
And
I agree.
Nice, good dark beer.
All right, Mark.
But thanks, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate
Happy
it.
Happy St. Patty's Day
Can
to
we get
you.
Dick on quick? Okay. 1 minute. Can you get it in here?
What Dick, go ahead. We got less than a minute. But
no, we can't do it.
No, we can't.
Really, really sorry about that.
No,
Paul.
Go ahead.
Sorry about Trump resigning Friday. turns out, though, the speech was kind of interesting. Did you see any of it?
No.
At the Department of Justice?
No.
Oh, well.
It's crazy.
You know, media people are all scum. And, you know, it goes on and on, several things. But you really ought to check it out. It's kind of telling.
All right.
He's got some really good ideas going forward.
I'll watch it. We'll get some of those tracks.
All right.
Thanks, Dick.
Dick, thank you for that call. Coming up right around the corner after the Midwest Farm Report, we'll talk to Hannah Shea from Pristine Clean, one of our great sponsors here on John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX. Stay with us.
As we were saying,
let the sun shine.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
a new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
You know, for most people, retirement brings about a celebration. But if you're a farmer, that's not always the case. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. You know, that normal celebration doesn't necessarily occur if you're a farmer retiring. A couple different reasons. The main one being, if I'm not a farmer, then who am I? Wesley Tucker is a University of Missouri Extension Farm Transition Specialist who was in Wisconsin last week during the Professional Dairy Producers Conference. He works with farmers to help them maintain their identity after retirement.
It is very difficult for a farmer to what we consider retire because they lose their identity with that. And so it's very, very common for farmers to hold on to very strongly the control of the operation as well as the ownership of the operation until they die, because they want to farm until they die, essentially. My education, I work a lot on helping them understand that they are still a farmer. They are still vitally important. They're actually probably more important in the role of a coach or a mentor to the next generation than they are whenever they are calling all the shots.
That's Wesley Tucker. He's a University of Missouri Extension Specialist. He said trying to prepare yourself mentally for the transition that's going to happen when you retire from farming is critically important, not only for the farmer's mental health, but for the success of farm succession planning as well.
Are you being offered a complete seed treatment package? If your seed treatment doesn't help against soybean diseases like white mold, sudden death syndrome, and rhizoctonia, then it's not complete. Heads Up Seed Treatment offers protection against all of these diseases through its unique mode of action, systemic acquired resistance. Get the best defense against the unpredictability of each season by completing your seed treatment package with Heads Up. Visit headsupst.com to learn more.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
And the Save Our Songbird organization in Wisconsin, hoping you'll pitch in and help to do what you can and keep birds from colliding with windows. A study out last year showed that in the United States, about 3.5 billion birds were killed by striking windows in that year alone. You can find out more details on our website, MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Pam Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly cloudy and warmer today. We'll get to around 56 for a high this afternoon, and it will be a little breezy this morning, but the wind will die down this afternoon. Tonight, clear 39. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy 65, with some scattered rain possible after midnight tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today.
Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Tom from Monona. I love this one. He says, this is Tom. I like to rub my feet together and drink milk out of the cow. Listen, we'd all spoon ourselves if we could, just for some affection. But rubbing your feet together, as I mentioned last week, is the closest thing to self-cuddling. It's just a relaxing, and Tom wants to do that, apparently laying under the udder of a cow. That is the idea of a chill evening on Fat Tuesday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We will talk about the Wisconsin Badgers seed in the NCAA tournament and what makes you a target of the Alien Enemies Act of 1798. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Mouthwash Cola Soda Pop, the all-new soda pop that cleans your breath while it rots your teeth.
92.7 WMDX. Yeah. It's John and Gordy in the morning. It's chilly out there. We're 29 degrees, expecting highs in the low to mid-50s. Happy St. Paddy's Day. I'm the only one that's wearing green. Thanks, guys, for playing the game.
Well,
you know,
some people are suckers, you know, for these holidays, and you just seem to fall in line
I suppose.
With everybody else.
This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. The Verlo Mismatch Sale is back. The biggest sale of the year. Mismatch on the outside. The same Verlo long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside. Hurry in now. Save an additional 10% off of every single mattress and box spring. Wake up and sleep better. Verlo Mattress of Madison. Two locations, east side and west side.
Right.
Go to verlo.com. Yeah. Check out their lifetime comfort guarantee. Yes, John?
We have a text here from Martin out in Verona.
Yeah.
A Trump supporter co-worker is wondering why, for the first time ever, his tax return is substantially smaller than it's supposed to be.
Really?
No pity for him, but alarming nonetheless. Thank you, Martin.
Martin of Verona. Okay. Yeah. You can call us. You can text us, 608-879-8255. Get on the Civic Media app and push the buttons there. Text or call us, okay?
Push our buttons.
All right. Here. Let's put politics aside just for a few minutes. Can we do that? Can we put a just hold on it for a few minutes here?
I've been talking about taking a break this weekend because I can't stand it anymore.
You ran into a wall over
I
the
did.
Weekend.
I ran into that
wall. It just
wall.
Became too much wow. for you. Well, let's talk about HS Pristine Clean. And with us right now is Hannah Shea. Good morning, Hannah.
Good morning.
So you are the person that is with HS Pristine Clean. Tell us about your cleaning service.
Yeah. I am the owner of HS Pristine Clean, and we do commercial and residential cleaning. Originally from the Fond du Lac County area, moved to Dane County, so trying to get the word out.
Now, let me ask you this. You've cleaned up around... This, you know, you're one of our sponsors, but you also
yes.
take care of our office.
Absolutely.
What is the messiest part of this office here? What?
Maybe the bathroom.
Excuse me.
That's Gordy. By the way, bathroom is Gordy's area, so.
I think my cubicle is just fine. And I notice you take care of all the everything around
yes,
here, right?
Everything.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Touch points everywhere. The floors.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we have.
You know, John used to have a cleaning business.
Oh, really?
That's right. Yes,
John and his wife.
My wife had a window cleaning business, and they became a cleaning business as well because some of the owners of these McMansions where she would clean their windows. You know, they had big businesses, and they say, "Hey, could you clean our business too?" So that happened, and I absorbed it. And
there you go.
And that all went away because of the Great Recession.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
How long did you do that for?
I personally helped her out for about 4 years, but she had the window cleaning business for many, many decades.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, let me ask you this. You do both residential and commercial, right?
Yes, I do. Yep.
So all around Madison, or what's your territory?
I would like to do all around Madison. Wherever I can get, I will do it.
All right.
Okay.
The more, the merrier.
And it's fun. It's fun, you know. Late night, no one's around, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you can just play whatever music you want to, so it's kind of just go with the flow.
Okay.
I kept testing these noise-canceling headphones because, you know, I wore a backpack vac.
Those are really pricey.
Yeah.
They're worth it, though.
But but they're loud, and they're next to your ears, so I had headphones that would cancel out the noise from it. Yeah.
Well, that's
so
smart.
So it's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you clean all the offices here? The one just on the other side of this wall? Todd Alba's desk.
Yeah,
what's going on there?
How do you maneuver
what's
that?
What's happening there?
Honestly, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
Really?
Nope.
You can't even see his desk. He's got all kinds of stuff on it all the time. It's pretty cluttered, I think.
Well, I think there's a lot of papers around there. And maybe
work all around it.
Wow. Well, good luck.
Wow. So you've had the business how long?
20 years.
Mm-hmm. What? Really?
I took it down from my mother. So.
Oh, no kidding.
Yep.
See, yep. That's yep. how it happened.
Okay. Yep. Right? That's exactly what happened. So.
And if people want to find out more about HS Pristine Clean.
Go to Facebook, HS Pristine Clean.
Okay.
And go follow the page on there. And right. Yeah.
Do you have a phone number?
Yes. It's 920-932-0000.
Do you have a phone?
Write that down. Good one. Anybody else have any questions here? Anybody, John, Sam?
No, I think
Catherine.
I have.
Wait. Arthur. Arthur's in the studio. Arthur, what are you doing in here? Our sales
he
guy.
He snuck in.
What?
I did.
Arthur, come on over here. Come here a second. Get up close to the mic here.
Yes.
What question do you have? What question do you have, Arthur?
Well, Hannah, since the moment I met you, I knew I wanted to spend the rest of my life with you.
Oh, boy.
So, Hannah Elizabeth Shea.
Oh, my gosh.
Will you marry me?
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
You want to think about it for a second?
Yeah, maybe I'll think.
Yes. Yes. Aww. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Wow.
What about this?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Yes, 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 yes.
I think she said yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Come on in here, family. Well, we got a whole bunch of people here.
I tell you what, we could take some calls and see what. Wow, the whole family is here. Everybody. Oh, this is great.
I love you. I think you can get up and give her a kiss. Oh, my God.
I did not expect this.
All right.
This morning on the show.
Okay. Got a marriage proposal,
kind of
a and she said yes.
And St. Patty's Day.
Got a pretty good ring there. You want to try the ring on, Hannah?
That is beautiful.
Well, it's not supposed to fit initially, isn't it?
There it is. Fits like a glove. That's beautiful. Well, congratulations. Okay. I don't know how we follow that.
I'm not sure either.
Okay. So HS Pristine Clean sponsoring this part of the John and Gordy Show. Congratulations. Well, we just heard a marriage proposal there. Hannah, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm shocked.
Arthur, you okay?
I'm not shocked, but I am.
You okay?
Wow.
Good job.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't think we, you know, all the time that we've been broadcasting, I don't think we've ever had a marriage proposal on the air. So, yes. And the family is here taking some pictures and good times.
Yeah.
Okay. Hannah.
All right.
So, Arthur, Hannah, do you have any idea of when you will exchange vows?
They just got
to okay. There's stunned,
like
stunned silence. So, when are you going
to?
Give him a day.
All right. Okay.
Wow.
Well, congratulations
thank
to you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks
thank
for
you.
Doing this
for,
and on the show, and you know, we
thanks
wish you all
us.
The best, Arthur. You need to sit down. You look
no,
a little.
Okay.
Oh, you're all right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Beautiful. Wonderful.
Thank you.
All right.
All right. Very good. Well.
Well.
I don't know how we follow that.
Well,
I
I've
just
got
don't.
A story
I,
here. I've got a story that you know I can follow it up with. It's
yeah.
not political.
Yes.
Cannot.
What?
You cannot follow up that.
Okay. Well, congratulations
well, then
to
I'm
Hannah and
I'm just leaving.
Arthur, they're they're in another world right now.
Yep.
Yeah.
They're not a cat
Kay.
In the room anymore.
Okay. Okay.
What are you going to talk about now?
You know what? Let's see what's what have we got on our.
I do have.
I have something from my neighbors here on text.
Yeah.
There you go. I got a couple of them here. Wild Times Genetics rescinded on all offers to incoming graduate students. A faculty member in nutrition science working on research with the USDA grant got a 24-hour notice to report on their work as it looks like it will be cut. Yeah, these cuts are just happening so fast, we can't keep up with it. You know, that's the thing. It's the fire hose of news again. so many things, and it's basically a power grab.
But the thing is, as we see all of these cuts going on across the country,
yeah,
in every aspect of life,
yes,
especially at the university level, this is going to have a profound effect on us in the future, and not too distant future, I would imagine, as well.
Right.
So how do we absorb all of this? Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
And we're going to find out. And it's so early on. I mean, we are not 2 months into the Trump presidency, and this is what we've got so far. Total dismantling of everything we know in our government. And then the cuts in every type of research or development or anything that this country has ever invested in the past is gone now. I don't know where we're supposed to pick up from here or how we're supposed to move on into the future and be a growing free market country. It's not possible anymore. Again, and I called this a long time ago, remember?
Yeah, right.
I said, this is a dictatorship. This is his first promise fulfilled, and I could see it. And I hate to say I told you so, but here it is. It is a...
Well, it's tough on everybody, but you can't give up. You know, we can't just...
No.
...roll over. And you have to somehow carry on. And, you know, there are more and more protests coming, and they're getting bigger, and they're getting organized, and we all have to do our part and just pay attention to what's happening in the news.
Suggestion here is also, you know, talk to Penzi's owner and Manaqua Brewing as well. And we haven't talked to them. We haven't had Penzi's on here. We did talk to Manaqua Brewing way back when we first started. We actually
showed up at a broadcast there. When Pete Schwabo was there. Yeah. Phone lines are open right now, by the way. 608-879-8255. That's 879-TALK. Or you can contact us via the Civic Media app. Call us or text us there.
Gary. What?
We got a message on Facebook. Gary says, the John and Gordy Show is now a destination for marriage proposals. How about weddings while taking calls?
Well, there we go.
That's a great idea. Yeah.
Just do weddings over the phone?
Yeah.
Well, I do have my degree. I do have a certificate ministry or something that I bought for $15 or whatever online. But apparently it's legal. I don't know.
Well, you never know. You might be declared a cult. You know, I mean, a certain religion that you're a part of there.
Well, perhaps.
Okay, I want to get to this. Sorry, I think this is light stuff.
All right.
Okay, but it's something to think about. Drivers are asking automakers to dumb down the smart car technology.
Wait a minute. What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Finally, something I can get on board with.
The Wall Street Journal reports this. New car buyers are feeling a little overwhelmed by the technology in these vehicles.
I can understand that. Yeah.
Feelings about the intuitiveness of their vehicle controls fell by 79% from 2015 to 56% in 2024. So, you know, they're finding it more difficult to maneuver the control panels.
Well, that can be a problem.
The touch screens in their vehicles.
Yes, I understand that. I don't, you know, can't we just keep it simple?
Well, you know the one good thing about having a screen right in your dashboard?
What?
Over the weekend, one of my roommate's friends, he was driving back to Madison. He sent a picture. He was watching the Badger basketball game while he was driving his car.
See, that happens.
We've asked people to watch our show while they're driving into work.
On Facebook and YouTube.
It's not unusual. But the whole thing here is that now with AI, you'd think voice activation would be something that it would be easy to do. Control your vehicle.
Yes.
Or, I mean, at least the control panel. You know, your radio stations, your GPS, the whole thing.
Right.
With just your voice control. But they always try to take that away from you. They want you to be in car mode most of the time for most of these apps that you have on your phone.
Right.
Do you want it in car mode? No! You know, it makes it so difficult. It almost makes it impossible.
What happens when we have a Terminator-like situation when AI can just start mimicking your voice?
Oh, yes.
That's not good either.
Yes.
All right. Okay.
Well,
wait and see, huh?
Something to think about, you know?
We will be back with Leftovers coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX. Stay with us. All you need is love.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
1849, ban on abortions. Which, by the way, what is flawed about that law?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is flawed about that law?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is flawed about that law?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Progressive knows there are some surprisingly expensive things in life, like fences. A house with a big yard and a white picket fence was always the dream. But then you saw the price to install a fence and you're wondering if the color is driving the price up. Nobody ever dreams of a beige or a gray picket fence, right? So maybe those fences are cheaper. But no, they're not. Then you remember that switching your home and auto to Progressive could save you hundreds and make all your dreams of a fence come true. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Unearthing what's fallen through the cracks. Here's John and Gordy, Raiders of the Lost Stories.
I want to finish the dashboard stuff here on WMDX. You know,
well, okay.
It's getting complicated, and consumers want a simpler, easier dashboard in their cars. Technology is taking over.
I'd love to hear the rest of that story, but let me just say something right now. Yeah.
Okay.
Let me just point out
get it
something.
Off your chest.
Okay.
Go ahead.
That this portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by our friends at David J. Frank, your turnkey one-stop landscaping resource, celebrating 65 years of doing lawn care, flower care, trimming, shaping, pruning. They do it all. Largest landscape contractor in this part of the state. Branches in Madison, Milwaukee, Kenosha. DavidJFrank.com. That's DavidJFrank.com. They do it all. All right, John. Now, over to you and the dashboard controversy.
I know.
Are dashboards way too complicated now?
They want them dumbed down. I don't exactly think that's the best way to put it, but okay. In response, some automakers are bringing back knobs, buttons, and other physical controls in the newer models. Boy, this is just... just right for Sam. He loves all the old stuff.
Yeah,
I've got
two switches on the dashboard of my Bug. One for lights, one for hazards, and then I guess I got the radio. That's all that there is.
Wow. Okay. Maybe you want a bench seat in your front seat. You know? God.
So are these buttons and knobs still connected to the screen? I mean, is it so?
No.
Are they trying to make it so?
It's back to the old stuff again.
They just want to get.
Yeah.
Rid of the screen?
But they did complain that there is the reinvention of the gear shift, okay?
Oh.
This is high-tech stuff. It looks like a globe, and you run your hand over it, and it has a staticky look to it, and you shift
for the gear shift?
It's like a crystal ball, and you're hoping that maybe it'll go into drive or reverse or park or neutral, whatever. Anyway, that's the story on that.
I'm looking at this thing. This doesn't look like You're right. It looks like a crystal ball. It doesn't look like a knob or something that you twist or anything like that. What in the world?
It's crazy stuff.
Have you seen cars where they put the gear shifter on the dashboard with a knob? I've seen a meme about that where somebody's saying, like, you're driving down the highway 70 miles an hour. You want to turn the radio up and you accidentally put the car in reverse.
Oh, that's not good.
Hopefully that doesn't happen to anyone.
See, I got a little link in my story right there.
Do you?
He
really?
Kind of hits that and goes to the link, right?
No kidding.
All right. Just a little trick. Little trick. This wasn't something old. This just happened because of the Supreme Court debate that took place.
Okay.
And some of the all of the justices were there. All the current justices were there to watch the debate. Brad Schimmel and Susan Crawford. All right. So the worst possible justice on our Supreme Court for many, many years to come and in the past is Rebecca Bradley. She was totally partisan. She did editorials in the school newspaper, and she came out against gay individuals. She came out against Democrats and liberals, and she really, you know, she was very partisan.
Rebecca Bradley.
Rebecca Bradley, and she came out against all of this stuff, and yet she still was able to run and then win. Mm-hmm. There's no guardrails for the voters when it comes to, you know, voting in conservatives. Mm. Okay, so anyway, this is Rebecca Bradley, the worst justice we've ever seen on the bench. And that's saying a lot. I mean, we had David Praza there for a long time. Mm. But let's get to this. This is cut 155. Let's go.
Okay. You're going to get more of the same. My four liberal progressive colleagues who are pursuing their political agenda for the last two terms endorsed their handpicked candidate 2 days after she entered the race.
Yeah.
The people of Wisconsin will know exactly what they're going to get because you can see what you've been getting for the last almost 2 years.
Wow, 2 years. Woo.
This is a court that is overriding the will of the people, bypassing the legislature.
Okay, stop it right there.
All right.
The whole point here is what she's trying to say is that when a Supreme Court justice decision comes down, it should always come down according to them.
Hmm. Yes.
Toward the legislature. Mm. It should always take the side of the legislature, which, by the way, has been gerrymandered and has become very conservative over the many decades here.
Mm-hmm.
So she's saying support the legislature. The court should not have a say over it. Let the legislature do whatever it wants. And that is very conservative because they have gerrymandered control.
Mm-hmm.
So they love this gerrymandered map. They supported it. They said, okay, now that it's 2020 and we have to come up with new maps, let's start with the old maps, which were the most gerrymandered maps in the country at the time. And they decided, yes, that's a fair way to do this. They are the most partisan, ridiculously conservative activist court in the country. They're horrible. Okay, so now we've kind of changed that. And she's complaining the last 2 years were just outrageous. We may have made two decisions. We're still waiting for the abortion decision.
Yes.
All right, so let's continue this again.
I don't think we've got time to finish it, John.
Yeah, we're just about ready.
It's only a minute long.
That's but we've all got less than a minute left.
We have less than a minute left.
All right.
Sorry, pal. But you guess what? In-person absentee voting actually starts tomorrow. So check your voting registration.
Yes.
Spring general election is Tuesday, April 1st. Just that reminder. Okay, tomorrow we'll talk to former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin.
Excellent.
About all things politics and other things as
Soglin
well.
Soglin the Grouch.
Yeah. Is that it? Is that what we're calling
him? That's his
Twitter
handle. Yeah.
Is that right? Okay.
Yep.
We'll ask him about that too. All right, Stephanie Miller's coming up next. We hope you have a great day. John?
All right. I'm just going to relax and take it easy.
Talk to you in 22 hours.
All right.
So long.
It's the John Gordy Show.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, our highlight of businesses outside the dairy industry. We go beyond the cheese and talk a little bourbon, baby. Join us.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 11.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A big storm that spread across the southeast over the weekend left at least 40 people dead as a result of tornadoes, high winds, and the threat of wildfires. ABC's Jim Ryan has more on what happened.
Once the smoke had cleared in Stillwater, Oklahoma, population 50,000, 74 homes had been destroyed.
Been the biggest challenge of my life.
Terry Estery's been a Stillwater firefighter for 27 years. Now, as chief, he has seen his neighbors suffer.
They've lost everything. I mean, they don't have clothes hangers, and they don't have clothes to put on those hangers, even if they did.
Dry conditions and high winds mean the fire threat is far from over. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
That storm moving toward the coast today. High wind warnings are up from Florida through New Jersey. Fire threat continues today, as Jim said, from Texas up through the Dakotas. President Trump will speak with Russian President Vladimir Putin tomorrow, Moscow has confirmed, as efforts continue to end the war in Ukraine. Land and power plants said to be a part of the negotiations. This is ABC News.